23 till the hour here on the Finest Little Morning Program. I want to remind you, Rob and Tony's Hot Fun in the Summertime Tour continues on Saturday, July 13th. They will be at the, at Branches in West Long Branch, New Jersey. And tickets go on sale. They're on sale now. Now, you could check them out and go to robshow.com, buy the tickets. Well, all right, time for Psychos.
Woo!
Starring Bo Deedle, who's not here, of course, yet. Kid Ramis, Badama Gurk, and Guns Gunsman. How are you guys?
Good morning.
What up, baby?
Yeah.
So, Guns, let's start with you. What are you talked off about?
All right, well, New York City just authorized double the amount of those stupid city bikes that are all over the place right now. And here's the thing. There's nothing worse than now that it's summertime than seeing these fat tourists that, you know, look like, well, I'd say Bo Deedle, but he's not here. So we'll say Rob Bartlett in, like, short shorts with their ass cheeks hanging out over the sides of a bike and, you know, with their annoying kids and everything. I mean, this isn't China, all right? We don't need all these people riding bikes that don't know how to ride bikes. You have these tourists that are clueless all in them. You don't know if they go through red lights. They're on the sidewalk. They're on the freaking, I think they're called roads as well. And they're just annoying, and I'm pissed off about it. And now we have double the amount of them. So
why do you have to drag Rob into this?
Really?
Well, I'm just
but that's a pretty good visual. I like the visual.
You like the visual,
yeah,
Rob?
Yeah, you literally have the huge ass cheeks rolled over, all sweaty, and then people that are that fat, and then they'll be wearing an outfit where you see all their legs and their cheeks hanging
and
out.
Their junk. And yeah.
These poor people.
You know, across from our apartment over on Central Park West, they want to put up a big bike dealer, right?
Yeah, and everyone in the building had protested.
Right,
in the neighborhood, all signed, these petitions.
I told everybody I thought it was a good idea.
I know. Everybody was so mad at you. Yeah. What do you mean?
I'm all for, like, fitness and stuff, but, I mean, there's people out there that should not be anywhere close.
You are a hater.
You know what, Guns? That's not fitness either, because you're talking about a city that's so polluted. You go home, you blow your nose and wipe your face, it's all soot. when you bicycle around the city, you're covered in soot. You're breathing soot.
Right.
So you're actually creating an unhealthier person.
These poor people work hard all year long. They choose our town to come to for vacation, spend their money here, and they're looking for a few days of R&R, and you sick, bitter New Yorkers.
You know, Bernard, there's no R&R in New York City. Who are you kidding?
What do you think they're here for?
Just what I want to do, ride a bike around Times Square with all the stuffed animals walking around and smoking cigarettes.
They're there to look at all the freaks and be part of the whole freak parade in New York City.
That's what blows their dress up. They're here to relax and enjoy themselves. I mean,
you and Guns, two elitist schmucks, keeping people. I mean,
there's no relaxing in New York City.
It's not a city. What are you talking about?
It's not a city of relaxation. It's a city that never sleeps, and you have chaos, and you have people
everywhere. Whatever it is,
there's people like sleeping.
You got people
there to relax.
They're here to enjoy themselves. Let them. Live and let live.
Right.
Stop being such a judgmental.
Well, it's actually dangerous. People have actually been killed or run over on these bicycles.
Well, it's the thinning the herd.
I'm actually agreeing with Deirdre. This is amazing.
What are you talking about, Bernard?
I know, another cattle, right, Bernard?
Watch where you're going.
It's 19 to the hour in the middle of
Get the hell out of the way. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Guns, for your enlightening.
They should take a bulldozer and rip all this crap out of this.
How come you were late?
Because there's freaking traffic. I'm not on a ranch down here with cows.
Because
traffic all over this place.
He's not riding a city bike.
Too many bikes.
Let me tell you something, Bo. This is a wrong morning to smart mouth me.
Yeah.
First of all, either come in on time or don't come in.
I tell you what. I'm in no mood. Kiss my butt. Goodbye.
Good, get out, you fat neck moose. It's 18 till the hour.
How dare him?
It was a jerk.
He'd never do that on anyone else's show.
Oh,
Bo, you got to apologize here. That's not cool.
He left, right?
That's unbelievable.
Bo was out of the house.
He literally just left next to me.
Huh?
He's off.
He's out. Out the house.
That's 18 to
the all right, you know what? Bo Deedle's my psycho subject today.
It is?
You know what? I'm sick of people taking advantage of other people, thinking that they can go on someone's show, show up late, then cop an attitude, and then throw the mic down and leave? Unbelievable. That's actually worse than when you're at the hospital, whether you're there for your dog or a person in your family, and you're sitting there like you, me, Wyatt, and Zach yesterday. We're in the waiting room waiting about for Lucinda, and these three people, crazy people with, I mean, just crazy, come in. They actually pull up chairs and gather around and invade our space and just start talking to us about abortion and gay rights and the health care bill and oh, you look like Don Imus. I mean, it was like out of the Twilight Zone. It's like, who are these people? Who are they? What are they doing? And then we're grieving. We're upset about our dog almost dying and in critical condition. And you have these people that are in our face, like they pull their chairs up, a foot away from us, wanting to discuss the issues of the day. Are you kidding me? And then he's going on how his dog has heartworm and he's dying. And then I see this lady with her mother and she's crying because their dog, something happened to their animal. I mean, and we're sitting there in the hospital and these people have the nerve. And then they're, I don't know, what were they doing over by the coffee? They thought there were snacks over there. There's water and coffee. What? Really? They want snacks? They're asking where the snacks are? Yeah.
They weren't any snacks.
The fig Newton bars, like. What's
anyway,
going on?
So did Bo come back or did he left?
He came back, then he left, and I think he's gone now.
Oh my God, that was scary.
Well, why did? What's he done? He doesn't like being reprimanded for being late.
I think he had a tough time getting here, and I don't know. He just seemed he seemed
everyone
very
has
frustrated.
A tough time. Bernard, wear a helmet.
So here's what Bernard. I mean, here's what Bo does. He would never pull that.
Never.
With any other show he's on. So he's been on, he gets more publicity, and he's been promoted more on this program than any program he's ever been on in his life. And so he cops an attitude. Well, I love Bo, but he's a fat baby. And so he gets reprimanded and he leaves.
I love Bo too, but he can't be doing that to you, Don. I mean, that's a total diss. He shows up late and then drops the mic. What is that?
So did he leave the station, Guns?
I do not see him right now, sir. He's definitely not next to me in the studio.
I don't smell his cologne, and I don't see him.
You're going to open a gate? Huh?
Oh, what? Good morning, Wyatt.
What's on your mind, Bernie?
Well, you know, boss, I'm all for gay rights. You know that. In the wake of this Supreme Court decision, though, the hatred and contempt out there for people of goodwill, particularly religious folks who oppose gay marriage, the intolerance and bigotry towards these people of faith and the clergy is appalling. I mean, they're already calling for an end to tax-exempt status for churches, synagogues, mosques. Nuns and rabbis are now the villains. And a friend of ours, Father Jonathan Morris, he was walking near the gay pride parade the other day when, as he wrote, he tweeted, quote, two men walked by and spat on me. Two men spitting on a priest.
On him.
They spit on a priest near the gay pride parade. And, I mean, that's a hate crime. That's a damn hate crime, you animals. That in typical Christian tradition, Father John turned the other cheek and he tweeted, the two men who spat on me are probably very good men, caught up in excitement and past resentment. Wow. Most in that parade would not do that. Well, I hope that's true, but the fact is some of them did do it, and they spat on Father Jonathan Morris. There's actually a bill in Congress that would protect religious organizations from government retaliation, not individual retaliation. But this, I mean, we got to live and let live. Everybody's got to relax. These people have been religious for years. I mean, they haven't evolved as, say, Hillary and Obama did just 2 years ago. 4 years ago, they were against you. Mm-hmm. And these people are people of good faith and goodwill, good intent. They're getting hammered, and it ain't right.
It's this change in society right now that all of a sudden you don't believe in this progressive thing that's going on right now. You are at the fault. You are wrong, and they will come after you. Like, especially on Twitter, if I tweet a joke or something, I get killed for it because, like, oh, I don't abide by your rules. Well, who said I had to abide by your beliefs or your rules?
Well, butt out, gun starting to annoy me.
You can't be spitting on the priest. That's
no,
the bottom line.
No, you can't, and it just shows the hypocrisy here, too, because, you know, here are these people fighting for equality and then doing that to a priest. Also, you know, in the Catholic Church, because I was raised Catholic, it's and again, it's strictly religious, but even if you are heterosexual couple, they don't marry everyone. If you are both not accepting of the Catholic religion, you can't marry in a Catholic church. There's a lot of rules. You know, I mean, if you haven't had an annulment and have been married before,
I mean,
but there's a list of them where they won't marry heterosexual couples as well.
Good. 13
so that is hypocritical.
Has Bo come back?
We haven't seen him.
No.
See, here's the thing. He would never do that, as I pointed out, on anybody else's show. He almost thinks that I'm obligated to put him on, which I've done for 25 years.
You gave him his break.
Yeah. And then we put him on. So, well, we'll put him on some more on. But the problem is he used to get paid when he was on Fox because they would pay him. So now he doesn't get paid here. And so I'm not going to put him on anymore. I mean, that's. I mean, I would never do that to anybody. So he thinks he can come in, get in a snit, and then not be on. He said he's an asshole. It's 12 minutes till the hour. Bolu?